Let us pray. Almighty God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We bless you for your mercy because you did not condemn us on account of our sins, but sent Jesus to ransom us by his death. Help us to trust in Jesus alone as the path to heaven. And this Easter, grant us true joy through the message of Christ's resurrection from the dead and a certain hope that he will raise up all the dead on the last day and give to all believers in him eternal life. We pray this in the name of your risen Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this morning is written in the 19th chapter of Job, beginning at the 25th verse, and reads as follows in Jesus' name. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my sin, skin is destroyed. This I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear worshipers of our risen Lord and Savior, this morning in Sri Lanka, worshipers gathered together, just like us today. They gathered on Easter Sunday to worship the Lord and the risen Savior. In a couple of churches in that place, people came with bombs and killed 138 people on Easter. I might ask you, what would happen if that were to happen here, right now? Would we have the faith, the hope, and still have a happy Easter? I mean, amid all of the troubles and all the carnage that such a thing would happen, that's not really the story, is it? The devil wishes to bring death to many people, and death is part of our lot. But the Easter message overcomes all of that. It overcomes everything. And for that reason, we can say, Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. He is my salvation, as we have already heard this morning. Job experienced a similar situation. And we now consider the words of a man who lived 2,000 years before Christ. He knew the truth about the Messiah and his rising from the dead. And so we need to ask ourselves, in the words of Job, what do we know about Easter? We can know that our Redeemer lives, and we can know that we shall see God. That is our hope. Now, when Job wrote the words of this text, he was not happy. He was not celebrating. In fact, his life was full of sorrow. First, God allowed Satan to bring one disaster after another to Job. First, he heard the enemies killed his servants and drove away his cattle. Then fire from heaven came down and fell on his sheep and his servants. Then raiders took away his camels. Then a wind blew over a house and killed his 10 children. Job's answer to all of these disasters was, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." After that, God permitted Satan to trouble Job with boils on his skin so that he could hardly stand to exist, sitting in ashes and sackcloth, scraping his skin. His three friends came to him the fourth later and tried to comfort him by telling him, only if you admit your sin, and God then will take all of these disasters away from you. That's all you need to do. Even this advice pushed Job to the brink of despair. But in the midst of this suffering on the part of Job, he had one thing that he could hold on to One thing that kept him going, in spite of all of the pain that he has suffered, both in body and in soul, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that he shall stand at the last, on the last day. The word Redeemer is a Hebrew word that involves a near kinsman who would pay a ransom price to buy back the freedom or status of someone else. For example, Boaz did this with Ruth. He bought her land and redeemed her land and then married her, and they became the ancestor of Christ. He was a redeemer. Jesus is our great redeemer. But the word redeemer in this case, I know that my Redeemer lives, means that he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. That meant the Messiah would pay a ransom price for all of the sins in the world, that he would have to pay that price with his death. Hosea says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. The Redeemer that Job was thinking of was such a Messiah. Job's friends wrongly accused him of sin as a reason for all his troubles. However, Job trusted in the Redeemer who would give his life for the people. Peter described the price that Jesus had to pay. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, which perishes, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Jesus could be that Redeemer. He could pay that price because he's God. He is the one without any spot of sin. And therefore, he was willing to lay down his life for us. And so Job believed that his Redeemer and our Redeemer would pay that price of his sin, whatever it was, so that he could have eternal life. He understood that the Redeemer had to die, and yet he says in our text, I know that my Redeemer lives. The one who gave up his life is the one who will not remain dead. And the angel told the women at the tomb, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but arisen. See the place where they laid him. Since that first Easter, many people have doubted the message of the angel. Some says it goes against all science and all experience, and therefore it can't be true. However, if Jesus did not rise to life, then our whole faith is in vain. As St. Paul wrote, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Living 2,000 years before Jesus, Job could not see the empty tomb, but he knew that his Redeemer lives. This Easter, you and I also are to know this as a truth, to know it for ourselves. And that is what gives us the joy and peace, no matter what troubles happen in this world, to us or to others. To know this means that we also have life. To know this means that we shall also live again. And this is also a truth that Job knew. I shall live again. Because the Redeemer lives, Job spoke two other truths in our text. And he shall stand at the last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God. Job spoke about the Redeemer standing on the last day on the earth. The one who was mocked, who hung on the cross, will return in glory and majesty as a ruler of the whole universe. The one who was falsely condemned to death will return as a judge of all people and take his people to heaven. The one who died and yet lived again will return and raise up all the dead and take believers in him to eternal glory in heaven. When Job said these words, this was the only hope he had in this life. At that time, it is our hope for Easter as well. No matter what happens to us, the truth of the Easter cannot destroy life in this world, cannot let the world dampen our joy and peace, because we know truths from God's word. We know Jesus lives. We know that he has destroyed death. We know that he will come again. and give us eternal life. Jesus has given us the same word, hope in the words that he said, because I live, you shall live also. And St. Paul said, God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his own power. And Jesus has given us proof of that power in raising up Lazarus from the dead. He stood before the tomb and told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Though he who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And when the tombstone was rolled away from Lazarus' tomb, all Jesus had to do was call out and say, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had been dead walked out. You see, it doesn't matter if we've been dead 4 hours, 4 days, 4 centuries, or 4,000 years. Jesus will raise everyone from the dead on the last day. He has said this. The hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. The second proof of Easter is that the stone of Jesus' tomb was rolled away, not to let Jesus out, but to let the witnesses in, to see the tomb was empty, to see that the grave clothes were deflated and that the head napkin was wrapped separately, to see that his body hadn't been stolen, but that he had truly risen from the dead. The third proof is the many ways in which people, you like you and I, saw Jesus alive at Easter and throughout the other 40 days. The message of Christ's resurrection has brought joy to many people in the last 2,000 years. Should we die before Jesus comes, we can also say, I know that I will stand at the last and I will see God with my own eyes, just as Job confessed. We believe that our Redeemer will return and give us life. And in heaven, we will sing the song that is described in the book of Revelation. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. No matter what sorrows we endure, our Redeemer will give us eternal joy. What do we know about Easter? We know that Jesus rose from the dead, as he promised. We know that many witnesses saw him alive. We know that Jesus has promised eternal life and that he will give it. And we know that he will return and take us to heaven, both body and soul. That's the Easter message. May the Lord give us that knowledge and that faith, that trust in him. Our Redeemer lives. Let us rejoice in him. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.